Town of Normal council members have extended the life of a TIF district and approved a welcoming city ordinance. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Mayor Chris Koos about those agenda items and more.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal stopped by GLT's Sound Ideas following their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Chris Koos, thanks for coming in today.
Always good to talk.
Let's start out with a talk about the TIF district. You extended the life. What merits extension?
What merits extension is the fact that when the recession hit in 2008, it kind of put redevelopment in Uptown Normal and in much of the United States on about a 5 to 6 year hiatus. And we have two or three key properties that are still in need of development. And extending the TIF will allow us to do that. Now, I'm hoping you're going to ask some follow-up questions on that, because extending the TIF is not the whole story.
So tell us the rest of that story then.
So what we are going to do is taking the TIF, which expires in 2016, and we are extending it for 12 years with the permission of all the taxing bodies involved.
And that's a hard lift for school districts too.
Yes, it is, and understandably. And so what happens is we have identified three parcels of ground that have not developed, and they're on the north of Uptown Circle, to the left and to the right, and an unfinished space in the College Avenue parking deck. And so in 2026, when the current TIF would expire, we will take all the dollars that the taxing bodies were supposed to get in 2016 and rebate those dollars to them. The only TIF income that we would keep to use for redevelopment would come from the three properties that we've identified. So in effect, all the taxing bodies would be made whole in 2026,
except,
as promised.
Except for that one area.
Except for that one area, and currently that one area doesn't generate any revenue because the town owns all the property, so it generates no taxes now, none.
So a larger question, though, is how do you determine when a TIF district is performing well and whether it's worth extending as a development tool?
You know, I think you have to look at that as case by case. You know, there are other areas in the TIF that have never developed, primarily south of the tracks, but it's not ready. And we're not ready to go to RFP for that property. There are other things that we have to do, such as the underpass, things like that. But these properties, the ones we've carved out, there's interest. There's current and active interest. The Trailside East project being the one on the forefront, there is active interest in that, and they're going to need, probably going to need, a tax increment that is broader than 8 years.
Why do that, though, instead of just starting a new TIF for that one small area that's blighted?
It gets wonky in terms of state statute and law. And our TIF consultants and experts say this is the best way to do it, to get it done. It's the cleanest and best way to do it. But we have to reassure the taxing bodies and let them know they will be made whole in 2026.
Now, is that an ironclad guarantee, or is that
yes.
a memorandum of understanding? What force does that have?
It's going to be an ironclad guarantee. We will do that.
And how much will they be gaining then?
Oh, boy. Now you ask me a tough one I can't answer. Significantly more than they are now.
Okay. By the way, the Town of Normal Council passed a welcoming city ordinance the other night.
By the way, is an interesting way of saying that.
Irony intended there. Explain as best you can, how will an undocumented immigrant's interactions with Normal police or town staff really be different before and after?
It really won't be that much different in terms of what the actual practice has been for the Town of Normal. In terms of when our police officers are called for assistance or are on a crime scene and have witnesses, if our police or if our fire department responds with emergency medical services, immigration is not an issue to us at that point.
It seems like the Keep Families Together coalition was willing to compromise on a few things. Where did their position soften or change, and how did that lead to passage?
I think the softening and the common understanding, I think it was a process over a couple of months and many meetings, and I think it was a development of trust between the town and specifically the police department and Keep Families Together coalition.
Or rather the police chief in this instance, because he's the one who signs off on whether
yes.
communication gets mm-hmm. to go forward to
but,
immigration officials or not.
That's true, but Chief Bleichner vetted this through his command staff. He vetted it through his rank-and-file officers. Everyone had an opportunity to respond. And everyone, it appears, was comfortable with the procedure.
Police chiefs change. Is the Keep Families Together coalition going to be equally comfortable if a different, more restrictive police chief were to come in?
I think because council has taken it as a policy issue that a future police chief with a more stern opinion would have to get approval from council to rescind that ordinance.
Well, that raises the question, if it's all administrative, why did the council have to act at all? What was the importance of that?
It, as the chief says, it memorializes a process. It publicly states to people that we are serious about that policy in the community. I quoted last night, and I'll give it to you again, Sam Goldwyn, the famous movie producer, said a verbal agreement isn't worth the paper it's printed on. So to have this codified, I think, gives people some reassurance that we are indeed serious about this.
Bloomington's council has struggled to even bring this to a vote, much less a passing vote. Why did your approach yield benefits or resolution, rather, faster?
You know, I can't answer that. I can tell you in terms of the town of Normal, it was through collaborative meetings. There was give and take. There were things that the coalition wanted that we didn't want to do. There were things that we wanted that the coalition wasn't willing to do. So both sides had to compromise and come to an agreement that both parties could live with.
Bloomington's, do you think it's important for Bloomington to pass something similar so there's consistency across city boundaries?
You know, I hesitate to editorialize on what another city should or shouldn't do. Hopefully, we've established a path that somebody could take to get to a resolution on an issue like that, whether or not they can do it or any other city can do it. You know, that's something that they have to sit at the table and try to accomplish if they wish.
The Keep Families Together coalition went pretty hard at Bloomington in terms of demonstrations and rallies and public comment periods.
Mm-hmm.
Why was the approach different to you?
Well, actually, early on, they came pretty hard at us, too. They came in some meetings and offered what they called non-negotiables, and they were non-negotiable for us. But it started a dialogue.
Mayor Chris Koos of the town of Normal, thanks for coming in today.
Good to be here.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us on most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from City of Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. That's next Tuesday on GLT's Sound Ideas.